What if one ingredient could do it all naturally? At ShopArgon.com, our 100% pure organic argan oil is more than skincare. It's massive wrinkle defense and also nourishes dry, damaged hair. It's relief for eczema and psoriasis. It soothes diaper rash, fades scars, and even calms acne-prone skin. Cold pressed in Morocco and bottled with care, it's packed with vitamin E and healing antioxidants your skin craves. One drop, just one. And your skin feels nourished, soft, and visibly renewed. The all-in-one organic beauty solution. No wonder they call it liquid gold. Visit shopargon.com to explore our collection and feel the difference.
Like. It's the Bro Show.
It's Lucas and Jacob.
Hey! Tell a shorty, come here. I'm trying to blow her back out. Working funny for the year. They tell me that they love me. That's the shit I always hear. I got three bitches on me like the three musketeers.
Hey! Welcome back to the Bro Show. My name is Lucas Cruikshank.
My name is Jacob. And I am currently in the legal battle of getting my new name. It's actually not a battle. It just is.
You're going to change your last name?
Yeah, because I got married.
Oh, wait.
I got married to myself.
Oh!
And my new last name is BBB. No, BAB. Badass bitch.
Oh!
Because people always tell me I'm bad.
Well, congrats, Jacob. BAB.
Thank you.
But we might look a little bit sun-kissed. We just got back from college spring break. We were in Aruba.
Very cool. I never thought I'd go to Aruba. I guess I never really, I didn't really think anything about Aruba. But then when we went, I was like, oh, okay, that's really nice.
I was trying to think if I knew what Aruba was before we planned this. I feel like it's one of those things where you've heard of it, but you've never probably had a conversation about it.
It's like
for the average just stupid American like me. I haven't ever talked about it, I don't think.
But it's definitely popular because there's an island next to it I saw on the map of the earth, you know?
Yeah.
That's called Curacao or something. I could be totally mispronouncing that. I have never heard of that island, but Aruba, you know how you've heard about it somehow?
Yeah, I heard about it from the song Aruba, Jamaica, but I feel like most of the time I know about these islands from Nicki Minaj. Because in her Nick Jonas rap, she says, got him in the deuce and Turks and Caicos. And she's also rapped about a few other islands, I feel like. So usually if she raps about it, I would know about it. But from as far as I know, she hasn't really done an Aruba rap yet.
But I feel like just in general, just with geography, it kind of gets to a point where the places that I remember are from these rap songs.
Yeah.
Because even this, for example, I would never, maybe I would, but I don't think I would know what this really was if it wasn't for Nicki Minaj saying something. I forgot what the lyric even is, but I'm in Prague. You bitches can't even pronounce Prague. Am I even pronouncing it? But that's somewhere in Europe, right?
Something like that.
Okay, cut that out if I'm wrong, but
we'll Google it. We'll have our intern Google it after.
But yeah, that's another situation where...
No, she does. Nicki Minaj actually educates the youth. I'm 31. But the youth of America about geography, which is nice. And so for the last few years, our sister has a college spring break. We aren't in college, but we take advantage of her spring break. And we live a college spring break with her during her college spring break. So that's been happening for the last few years. So Aruba was the latest addition.
Yeah. It's not... Yeah. It was.
I kind of had a true crime moment while I was there. Just because...
What happened?
We all know... This is... I wasn't aware, but this is sort of JonBenet status when it comes to true crime shit.
Yeah.
Natalie Holloway. She was an Aruba person. Well, she was a person visiting Aruba and then she got kidnapped. It's this whole mystery. And I went down a rabbit hole one of the nights in bed, kind of scaring myself. I don't think it would happen again. It's very rare to get kidnapped in Aruba. But just the whole story around
you,
it is
you
insane.
You told me about it. You gave me a cliff notes.
But
yeah.
Anyway, have you heard of Natalie Holloway before? Because I actually have, like, I never got into it. I mean, I never really investigated it too deeply. But I do remember in, like, the peripherals of my life, like, seeing her on the news. Like, I guess when it happened, I would have been, like, 10, so... You were just like 3 years old. But like, then again, it's like JonBenet, it's always in the news for like a decade after. So like, did it ring a bell to you or did it miss the 24-year-old Gen Z? Also, Jacob's newly 24. Happy birthday!
Thank you. I wasn't aware of this, but it's my Kobe year. Because Kobe Bryant's number was 24.
Oh,
I guess.
High five for that.
Hey, Kobe, swish, Kobe. Swoosh. Make that hoop, bro.
Shoot those hoops like Kobe. Make those scores like Kobe. Win that game like Kobe. Bitch, we go in Kobe.
I'm always attracted to even numbers. Like, I like how I'm 24 because it's an even number.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Yeah, you actually turned 24 in Aruba.
Yeah, it was coincidental. It's cool being 24 so far.
You're liking it?
Yeah, I feel like as you get older, the ages just blend into one. It's not like I am excited to be alive and stuff, but it's like different than becoming like 16 to 17. It kind of is more chill, which I like.
You still have a few things to look forward to in life. You actually only have one left.
Yeah,
what you said it? There's so much, but you can rent a car in a year, I think.
When I'm 25, yeah.
Is that the year?
Yeah.
And then after that, you can look forward to 65 and you can start getting the senior discounts.
There's so much. You can run for president once you're 35.
Oh, that's another one.
I don't want to, but that's just something like when I do turn 35, like even when you turn 35, won't you just be like, oh yeah, like if I wanted to, I could. And if I did run, I'd probably win.
Oh yeah. It's like, I'll never try. But if I did try, like obviously I would get the prize.
Yeah.
But have you ever heard of Natalie Holloway before Aruba?
It doesn't ring a bell, but like yeah. I probably have seen it. Was it one of those things that was at the grocery store on the magazines that said whole ghost was spotted in a hotel or something?
It honestly probably would have been in the grocery store aisle in the National Enquirer, like stupid stories like that. But it was, I didn't know, like from what I read, the guy who, I think he just admitted that he did it 2 years ago. Like almost 20 whole years after it happened, he admitted he did it because he ended up killing another girl in another country. So he went to prison. Then like he extorted Natalie Holloway's mom for all this money. Like he said, like, I'll tell you what I did if you give me $100K. And she was like, okay, this is a last resort. I guess I'll just give you the money. And then the FBI got involved with that. Like it's this whole rabbit hole.
That's some of the most like horrible shit, like someone dying and you know how they died and stuff. It's like, that's obviously very sad. But then someone dying that you love and not even knowing where they are. Technically you don't even know if they're dead. Like years ago I'm talking about. So that is like, that's a whole other thing.
And I saw like her parents, it said they accepted his latest testimony as truth, but it's like, how can they believe anything this guy says? Because he's lied so many times. Like he at one point said he sold her into sex trafficking and then he said he dumped her in the ocean. Like it's just been like, he's kind of just like a pathological liar, sociopath. Not kind of, I mean, he is.
So then it's like she isn't alive, but they don't even know.
Well, they've never
happened.
Found like any remains. So that's the thing. It still is kind of a mystery, but he claims, like he's now admitted to he did it.
But at this point they couldn't, like, there basically would be no chance they'd find. The ocean is huge and so deep. So if he actually did put it in the ocean a few miles out from Aruba, like that would be probably disintegrate. I don't know what happens to it, but.
Yeah, but that was the true crime moment of the trip just because that happened there. And like usually I don't really F with this true crime stuff, but now since I've been to Aruba, like me acting like now I'm involved with the case, I do want to watch it like a documentary about it now.
Yeah, and it all happened because she didn't go into a bus with her friends or something.
Yeah, she was on a trip. Like they were all adults, I think, because you have to be an adult to drink in Aruba. And they were at a bar, and then like she was with like I think it was her senior year trip. So they were all like going out or whatever, and then like she didn't go on the shuttle with them back. Like she met people, and her friends actually tried to like beg her to go on the shuttle, but she was like, "No, like I'm fine. Like I'm going with my new friends." Just proves, like, never make new friends.
That's crazy.
Mayhem Talk! Mayhem by Lady Gaga came out before Aruba. That's why we haven't covered it yet. And I know there's like three people who are mad because they're like, I want to hear what your guys' thoughts are on Mayhem. Lady Gaga's new album. Let's get into it!
I know. This is a very monumental album because she kind of branded it as, and once you listen to it, it's actually not really a lie, kind of a return to the Lady Gaga that you remember as a kid. Now, maybe you were an adult when Lady Gaga released Fame, but like I was like 10 or something, and I remember being in elementary school being like, I love Just Dance and talking to my friends about it. So it is very cool that she's returning to
that. I know. Did she like actually brand it as that?
Yeah, because she said something about the album cover. I was just going to find the album so I know other songs. But she said something about the album cover describes like the glass is breaking because the old me is mixing with the new me. I forgot what she said, but she actually did like say something along the lines of it's kind of a return to like Lady Gaga, whatever Lady Gaga is.
She was reclaiming Lady Gaga. Because didn't she also say like, it took her a while to realize, like, wait, like, I am Lady Gaga. Like, it's mine. Like, she started viewing it as it was the fans. They owned it. Like, the world owned Lady Gaga. But then she realized, like, ah, bitch, I'm Lady Gaga. Like, I'm Lady Gaga. Like, I'm the one who gets to choose the next path, and it's my thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she said in an interview, which this is actually so hilarious. She said something like, it got to a point, like, even now, like, she doesn't even know who Lady Gaga is. And, like, it's so, when I put myself in her shoes, like, that makes sense. It's like, it gets to a point where, like, if you were Lady Gaga, it's like, who, like, because it would get to this point where your fans make this whole thing and you don't even know who Lady Gaga in parentheses is. But she said, then I saw somewhere else, she said, like, I don't, like, she makes jokes about, like, am I going to be Stephanie? Am I going to be Lady Gaga? Or am I going to be, like, someone else?
But I actually love how she uses Lady Gaga for everything public. Even when she's an actress, like, couldn't you have seen a different world where when she was an actress and was nominated for these Oscars, it would have been Stephanie Germanata or however you say her last name.
Like, yeah.
I love how she just kept it Lady Gaga. Like, Lady Gaga's going to win an Oscar. Like, I like how just it all is her stage. Like, her public life is Lady Gaga.
There was a moment there, though, well, years ago, like 2018, she tried to, like, do a Stephanie type thing. I swear something.
Yeah, that kind of annoys me.
Something happened, like, with the whole movies or something. She did do something where, like, a trailer came out and it said Stephanie. Like, I swear.
Oh, maybe.
Something like that happened. And okay, so first let's talk about the cover because we kind of talked about how she said something with, like, glass and stuff. Now since the album's out, I'm fully listening to it. But when the singles were out and she released, like, I don't know what it's called, but you know, like, when they release, like, the singles and, like, the whole album, you can, like, do the whole album, but the songs aren't out, but, like, you download the album, that's called. The album artwork was kind of, like, hindering me listening to it.
It looks like Joan Jett or something.
Yeah, well, to me, it came off as, like, this, like, dark album, and I feel like I wasn't clicking on it, because it made me realize that when I'm scrolling through my music, my recently added music, sometimes the album art actually does affect whether or not I play it. It's not even the music at a certain point. It's actually, I actually am a reading a book by, I pick books by the cover type person.
It's literally like a YouTube thumbnail. Like, they have to make those albums like YouTube thumbnails, like, very clickable, because otherwise we aren't going to click it to stream it. Because
I listened to Disease and Abracadabra, but it just, for some reason, like, clicking on it before the album came out, that's how I felt.
I spoke about it on here. I loved Disease. Like, that one I actually listened to so much. But Abracadabra, like, I did listen and I liked it. But I remember just thinking it was too much like old Lady Gaga that I didn't like. That I kind of was turned off in a way.
I feel like for both the songs, this was my thought. These are my thoughts. These songs are actually glorious. They're great. Like, they're excellent songs. I would always put them in the background of a Red Robins, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm saying that in a good way, by the way. Like, when I'm at Red Robins, I want them playing in the background.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
But something was not letting me listen to them. Like, what I'm trying to say is that I wasn't choosing to listen to them because I don't know what it was, but I just wasn't listening to those songs, but I loved them.
Yeah, for me, Disease, like I said, I was actually listening to. But Abracadabra is like you said, like, I love the song. It's so good, but Whenever I listened to it, I was like, I just felt like it was too much like old Lady Gaga, which no. I didn't like. But then once this album came out, I listened to it in full. Now I appreciate it all. Like, I love how Abracadabra was like the little device to bring us back to old Lady Gaga, and that got all these people excited. And then the album takes like a whole different turn. Like, it's not recreating the fame. It's not recreating art pop. It's sort of just like it's doing its own thing. It seems like she's having so much fun making music.
But, like, ooh.
Shout out to DraftKings for sponsoring this episode. The Great Rewards Hunt is on, so join the adventure with DraftKings Casino. For fun seekers, follow the trail to huge jackpots, weekly bonuses, and exclusive games. But the excitement is only getting started, because new players can get 500 casino spins on a featured game. Just sign up with code LucasJacob and wager a minimum of $5 to receive 500 spins on a featured game. Only on the most rewarding place to play. DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Connecticut and Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Non-withdrawable. Casino spins valid for featured game only and expire in 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends April 27th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. ET. Thanks, DraftKings, for sponsoring this episode.
Back to the pod.
Yeah, now since the album's out, I totally understand the singles. And even though she did kind of say something about, like we said earlier, like it's a return to Lady Gaga, what I realized listening to the album and what I love about it is that she's not recreating anything. I kind of dislike when people are like, this did so good, so I'm going to recreate it and kind of just copy what I did. They're just copying themselves, you could say. I don't know what that's called, but I like how this is actually a new avenue, but it's still so good.
I know, just to make sure, I think what she meant by returning to Lady Gaga, she just is having so much fun with it, trying new shit. Like, it in no way feels like it's, like, chasing any trends or trying to be, like, current or anything. She's just, like, doing her own thing, and I love it.
And I haven't watched the full episode, and if I'm being completely honest, I probably won't, because I'm one of those people, I feel like I have to watch it literally the week it comes out, or some too. I just, like, feel like, okay, it's already over, I won't watch it anymore. But Lady Gaga on SNL, I watched the monologue in like one of the skits. Okay, that monologue. I'm as like a Lady Gaga fan, I'm getting so confused just because it seems like we're like seeing a new Lady Gaga. Like,
I know.
That monologue, like, first of all, like, her look is so cool, her hair is so cool, but her personality is so bright and stuff. But I feel like watching these interviews from a few years ago, it seemed like she was like kind of going through a slump or something. I don't really know, but somehow she got all this energy. She's fully just popping.
I know. What I thought the same thing of watching her on SNL. Like, it just seems, yeah, like a whole new Lady Gaga. Like, I feel like she just keeps like getting reborn into a new person.
Yeah,
I think she actually
felt like a reborn.
I actually feel like every few years she actually goes into like this fake stomach in this laboratory. Like this fake uterus, and then actually comes out of like this fake vagina and is actually rebirthed and gets a new soul.
I could see that.
But like her old soul is still there, but they keep adding to the soul.
Because how is it? Like, I know people just change and.
No.
But it's like this whole thing where it's like, whoa, like even watching these interviews, like she has so much like zest or whatever. But
yeah, no, I love the album. What's like your standout track?
Should we just go through every single track and just say what our thoughts are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Disease, I love it now.
Love.
Abracadabra, I love it now.
Love.
Garden of Eden, this is like the full-on, like, just so colorful.
Yeah, we were saying it gives like Gwen Stefani vibes or something.
Yeah, it kind of does. I actually thought it was sampling a Gwen Stefani song when I first listened to it. And then whenever I think that, I always go to Genius and see if it interpolutes or samples anything. I don't think it does, though. Perfect Celebrity.
Oh, I love really just the cool. title alone. I love.
It feels like it's kind of a continuation of Plastic Doll on Chromatica.
Oh, yeah, like a better version.
Even like lyrically, it's kind of so similar. But yeah, it's that song is so good. It reminds me of like a rock star song.
I know. Perfect Celebrity.
That was like one of the standouts when I first listened to it. I was like, whoa, this song is really good. Vanish Into You. When I first listened to the album, I was kind of like, oh, I kind of want fast songs, but this is like one of my new favorites.
Oh yeah, I haven't really gotten into this one yet. I was listening to it all for the first time on the treadmill when it came out that Friday, and yeah, like this song, I was like, oh, like I like it, but it wasn't like a standout to me.
Yeah, but once you listen to it more, you might love it. Killer.
Oh, this song goes hard.
When I was listening to this, in the first time, while I was driving, I was like. I had this moment where I was like, this is actually like the type of shit that's timeless. Like she's really doing it. And then I watched that too, part of the SNL, because she performed Killer and I was like, I have to see this. And it was so cool. That performance was
cool.
How it showed her like walking the hallways and it showed like a security camera filming it.
I just love how this song keeps like building and then you think it's over and then it comes up again. Like it just made me appreciate like her and her production team, whatever, actually creating like full songs. Where nowadays it feels like songs are so fast and they never build into anything because like they're just 1 minute and 40 seconds long. But this was like fully a song. Like when you think of Just Dance, like that song literally is a feature length movie. Like I think she does the chorus like 6 times and it just keeps going into these different vibes. Like, you know what, Just Dance, where all of a sudden she's speaking in that weird microphone, going, Shakame, Shakame, Din Dam it. That weird guy does a rap. Don't even know who he is.
Colby Adonis.
Yeah, he does a rap, which like isn't needed, but I also like it just for a change. Like, that's how I felt with Killa. I'm like, this song just it keeps evolving.
This album in general further emphasizes, I love when my favorite musicians do albums. Like, gets me so annoyed at these people that release like a single and they're like, it didn't do it again, so I'm not releasing the album. Like,
oh yeah,
albums are so good if they create this whole world.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Zombie Boy, this is one of my favorites too.
Oh yeah,
this
just song like the
is
title.
So good.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, the whole thing, it's just fun.
It's haunted house music. Kinda.
I know, like I actually was thinking that with the first singles, Disease and Abracadabra. I was like, this is sort of like a Halloween vibe. Like, it gives the vibe of those songs you play on the day of Halloween. They're on a playlist on Spotify, the Monster Mash. Like, I feel like Zombie Boy kind of goes into that vibe.
This might not
Hocus
even,
Pocus songs.
This might not even be true, but I could see 50% of those songs on the Halloween playlist on Spotify weren't even made to be Halloween songs. So then it gets me going to like, what if in 10
sure, like,
years
Thriller.
This is going to be a Halloween song?
Yeah.
I know Thriller by Michael Jackson would be an example. Love Jug. This song is also really good.
I have to investigate this one more. I think so far I haven't only listened to it one time because I'm just like focused on other songs at the moment. But eventually I'll like dig deeper, you know, peel the onion.
Yeah, because now we'll. So when I first listened to it, I was like, okay, so the first half of the album is really good. But I was listening to the other half yesterday on a walk and I was like, this is just as good actually because it gets kind of slower.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have How Bad Do You Want Me? Which, this was, like, a thing where people were saying, like, it sounds like a Taylor Swift song. But now that I listen to it, I do understand what people are saying. But it gets to a thing where now I'm, like, thinking, like, to me, this just sounds like a Lady Gaga song.
Oh, no, the only part of it that sounds like Taylor Swift is the beginning, like, instrumental. And then sort of in the beginning verse, like, it sounds like the echoes Taylor Swift's voice. But, like, the chorus is not a Taylor Swift song at all. But I love this song because it just is so cheesy and over the top. I just love it. Like when she says, what's something about like, you like the rush and I'm your crush. Like it is just so over the top, cheesy, happy. I just love it.
Yeah, this is a song I really like too. I didn't really like it when I first listened to it, but now I love it. But there was like this whole thing where people were saying like, do you think her and Taylor Swift actually wrote a song together? And like after listening to it, I wouldn't put it past that song that would be a thing, but I kind of don't even think. It was like, I think that didn't even happen.
Yeah, I still kind of think maybe they did.
Like,
I
feel like Taylor's secret forever.
Just because Taylor Swift is such a Lady Gaga fan, and I feel like Lady Gaga also like likes Taylor Swift kind of. So I get to see it as they wanted to make something together, but like they didn't want to put Taylor Swift's name on it because what's the point?
That would
even
be
if like Lady
cool.
Gaga wrote a song for Taylor Swift's album, I could see Lady Gaga being like, I don't want to put my name on it. Like, I want your album to just be your album. Like, you know, how the, you don't know all these side stories of like Taylor Swift wrote this song or Lady Gaga wrote this song. Like, they just want it to be its own thing.
Yeah, definitely. So now I just want to know because now I'm just curious. But yeah. I guess we'll never know.
Unless they do a remix of it.
Yeah. Don't Call Tonight. This song is also really good.
This is another one that I haven't really gotten into just because I listened to this all and then we went to Aruba for a week and I didn't really listen to it all for a week. And I haven't listened to it since we got back. So I feel like this is another one that like I need to investigate more.
Yeah, I listened to it like on the way to your house this morning. Shadow of a Man. I'm just saying the same thing, but this song's also really good, but do you have anything to say?
This is another one I don't really remember yet.
Okay, the Beast.
Oh, Beast! This one I remember. This is a... If you were in dance growing up, this would have been gone off on the dance stage where you think everyone's paying attention so vividly, but all the parents just want to leave. But like everyone on stage is so into it deeply. Like this song, I was like, I love this. Like, I just love that song. It's just so good. It reminds me of like a Disney movie kind of.
Okay, wait. Now I need to listen again because I was literally about to say before you said that, no joke. I was about to say, to me, this is my least favorite song.
Oh, no, I actually like it.
Okay, so I'll have to listen again because in all reality, I've only listened twice, so.
It's just like, I keep wanting to say the actual dance studio I was in growing up, but I don't want to name drop it. Just like, you know, bring unwanted attention to it and then like 1,000 people are lined up outside of the dance studio right when this airs, you know?
Literally.
But it's just that vibe, like the recital. If you were in dance, if you did tap, jazz, ballet, like you just know people would have been begging for this to be the song. And like everyone would have been fighting on it.
I don't know if we listened to the same song, but now it's just, I need to.
If you had to be in dance to get it.
I guess I was for like 2 weeks, but that's not enough to understand
the Beast.
Blade of Grass. This is one
of
my favorite
songs. Oh, I love
this
song. This song is a... And remember at first I was like, why is Die With a Smile on this album? But this song connects it all. Like this is the perfect connection song from the rest of the album into Die With a Smile. Like it doesn't feel like Die With a Smile was just tacked on because it's so popular. It actually is part of the album. You know?
Yeah, I love how the album has everything. It has like these slow songs. It has like these A songs. It has like these, it just has everything.
And I just picture Lady Gaga swinging around, dancing, like actually enjoying making music, not caring if it disappoints half the fan base. Like who cares? I feel like that's what would kind of suck about being someone like Lady Gaga, because no matter what you do, like you just have to accept that no matter, you should just follow your heart because no matter what you do, a lot of people are going to be mad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, no matter what you do when you're at that stage.
Yeah, for sure. There's this article that popped up on my Google News that was on, like, Forbes, and it was called This Lady Gaga Flop Album Might Not Actually Be a Flop. And I was like, what is this about? I literally just skimmed it. I only read,
like,
half a paragraph.
Is that just a clickbait head title?
It's about her album that came out in the middle of last year for the Harley Quinn movie. And I guess that album's kind of gaining momentum right now. And it made me think, I only listened to like 5 songs on that album. I downloaded That's Life because when we watched the movie, I was like, I like that song. I think it's a cover to a song from like, I think it's a cover to a song. But it made me think, I want to listen to that album again. I know it's a character album, but I don't care. I want to listen to it because I did like without one song. So.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I won't visit that one. But if you visit it and you're like, oh, my God, I love it. Like, maybe I will. But I just can't see it for me.
But do you remember the song That's Life? Like, was that stick with you?
Honestly, not really.
Okay, because they played it like 2 times in the movie.
Yeah, and I feel like it would just make me mad listening to the album because I would just picture, like, why didn't she sing it as much as the Joker in the movie, you know? But I would kind of like it because I'd picture her lighting that building on fire in the movie.
I know, that character in the movie.
So iconic.
But yeah, the album is excellent, and I think it just is, like, it's one of those albums where I'm just going to put it on shuffle, and that's how you know they just did it.
They cooked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a shuffle album, guys. It's a shuffle album.
Speaking of other music, Bad Baby.
Oh, yeah.
So Bad Baby has been making waves.
Okay, so So let's just talk about the story about Baby. So she came
out. Catch Me Outside!
She came out with Catch Me Outside, and she had music. I think she had a YouTube channel, probably. And she was always on, like, if you're on the internet, she was always one of those people. It's like, oh yeah, Bad Baby did this. But then for the last few years, I know she did OnlyFans. Like, she wasn't, for my radar, which, what is that on the same radar? Let's just say, you know how, like, you never really heard anything about her? Like,
yeah.
Like, you just saw the article, like, she's made rich. $50 million from OnlyFans. It's like, oh, pop off, yay. But, like, you didn't, like, I never saw anything about her, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, that's how I was, too. But then I think she has had it, because I think she had a kid.
Oh, okay,
and that's
yeah.
what caused all of this. So let's go through the drama rundown. I feel like not a lot of people know about this drama in the Bro Show community, just because we didn't. So I feel like this is sort of one of those dramas that we've all heard about, but now we're going to actually put it to the forefront and investigate.
Oh, yeah, because if I'm being completely honest, and this is me being fully real, to be honest, I don't really actually, like, I never actually cared about this drama, but we have to discuss it. Might as well, because it's so much fun.
To me, it's just so over the... I feel like I care because of how ridiculous
it
is.
We need to talk about these 18-year-olds that are in drama.
Aren't they like your age, low-key?
I don't know, but it's fun. It's more fun acting like 18.
Oh, yeah, these teens in drama.
Yeah.
So, Bad Baby got in a fight with Alabama Barker, Kourtney Kardashian's daughter, stepdaughter, Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama Barker. Because Alabama Barker allegedly Bad Baby's baby daddy. Wait, have you ever realized that that's funny to say? Bad Baby's baby daddy. So I don't know if they're married or what. I just keep hearing him referred to as a baby daddy. So now Bad Baby's mad. And from what I've seen, she's just mad at Alabama Barker. Like, she's not even mad at the guy. Like, she just keeps calling Alabama Barker a slut. Like, I feel like I didn't. This is what proves when I watched it, showed up on my TikTok feed, Bad Baby, like, ranting about Alabama Barker. And that's when I realized, like, okay, society hasn't even evolved. Like, it's still just like two girls, like, slut shaming each other. Like, she's slut shaming Alabama Barker for sleeping with. I was like, I literally feel like I'm in a teen movie from 2004.
Yeah.
John Tucker must die type shit.
That's happened to me, like, dozens of times in the past few years, because I thought, okay, we all evolved and stuff, but then I see stuff like this and other, just so much stuff throughout the years, and I'm like, okay, we can all act like society evolved, maybe some of us, like, evolved, but it kind of gets this thing where it's like, this whole, like, thing of, like, people doing stuff for the, I don't know if this is even the right thing, but like the male gaze and just thinking like these people are so dirty and gross, like it's still such a thing. I'm just not in that loop, but it's still such a thing.
And maybe Bad Baby has gone after her baby daddy and that just hasn't showed up on my feed yet. And I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she isn't just going after Alabama Barker. She's a rapper, in case you guys didn't know. And then the funny thing is Alabama Barker is also a rapper. I didn't know that. Oh. Like, I remember we were looking at on YouTube and Alabama Barker is like a lotto person now. Like, she's low-key, like, she's a rapper.
Okay, they're both rappers, and this is kind of the new Jake Kunjic. I wonder, you think Bad Baby will perform at the Super Bowl next year?
I don't know. They could lead into that. She's done two diss tracks, by the way. I watched the new one. I don't think you have.
We should have watched it before this. I haven't watched
that one. I watched it, so, like, I'll give you the rundown. The first diss track.
So is her the guy she had a baby with named Jacob? Because the lyric that I'm bringing up, she says, you fuck on Jacob. So I think this is all about someone with the same name as me, which is kind of weird.
Oh, wait, do you feel
it's kind of weird because Jacob's kind of a unique name.
Jacob's a very rare name, and her baby daddy might be named Jacob. Okay.
So I wrote this down in the notes, but obviously I'm just joking. I said, Bad Baby called her slut, .. Is she?
And now I would say Alabama Barker is a slut. I'm just kidding.
This is the lyric. You ugly with no makeup. For some beats, you fuck on Jacob. And then in parentheses, this actually grosses me out so much. It says, dirty whore. This is actually...
Okay, yeah, right. Let's just admit, we're in 2003.
This is John Tucker Must Die, Mean Girls with Gina George.
I know, this is literally like, we're in a 90s, like a teen movie. Okay, then, so this... Oh, wait. Oh, so that's the only lyric from that one.
Oh, well, then, like you said, if you listen to the song, I listened to it once, watched the music video, and First of all, that baby, like, she got, like, done up. Like,
I know. I did not recognize her, really. Like, she's a whole... I guess it's been, like, 10 years or some shit, but...
Yeah, she just looked like a whole new person. And this whole beef, I'm not even... Like, I actually don't... Like, okay, it's like, okay, just... But my... It's just so gross, because why are you calling her all these names? But if a guy had sex with so many people, you wouldn't say anything.
I know, like, this like, they don't Jacob, who the fuck is Jacob in this song? Why aren't you calling him a man whore? You know?
Yeah, I mean, it just...
Okay, so she made a new song. And also, in the meantime, I heard she was going to make a song with Kanye. And that's when I realized, like, okay, like, Kanye. Like, he's going to, like, not. I'm not saying he could do a song with Bad Baby in another situation. I'd be like, okay, pop off. But he's going to hop in on the diss track against Alabama Barker. Like, what is Kanye doing?
Well, I saw an article, something about Kanye is now having a song with Diddy. I don't even know what's happening with him. But yeah, he's just like,
But anyway, she released a new song without Kanye. And I'm going to read some of the other lyrics. You keep running back to your daddy. I don't know when the last time I seen my pops. So basically, she's dissing Alabama Barker because Alabama Barker keeps running to Travis Barker, apparently, and complaining. And Travis Barker, like, he's apparently the one who killed the diss track with Kanye. Like, he made Kanye not be a part of that. But I like how that's a diss, that Alabama Barker's close to her dad, saying, you're close, you keep running back to your daddy. And then her line is, I don't know when the last time I've seen my pop. Like, that's such a flex, you know?
So I guess the flex would be saying, like, I don't need my pants. I'm already, like, built myself. Like, I guess that would be the flex, I guess, in this rap scenario.
Yeah.
What's the new song called?
What was it? Called, like, Crash Out or something?
Okay, now of course, so who, we have to pick a side.
Yeah, who's winning? So basically, I might say Bad Baby's winning because she's actually releasing music. Where's Alabama Barker? I'm pretty sure there's a recording studio in her house because her dad's Travis Barker. It's like, go rap to a beat, have ChatGPT write a few things, and let's get something released. Because we have to do, you can't be defending yourself on these Insta stories. We need a full music video.
That's what I think too. I would just say Bad Baby's winning just because I just think Alabama Barker now needs to come out of the woodwork and do a whole music video and say all this bad stuff in the song. I feel like she needs to do that now.
We need to bring it lower.
Yeah, so with the whole drama, I just think that it's just really crazy. I'm so glad I'm not involved because I almost was.
As a 31-year-old man, I'm just excited to see where it goes.
I know.
I'm just on the edge of my seat waiting for the next diss track, for the next Bad Baby TikTok. And I just got to commend Bad Baby because she is the first person who is like a meme who would, like, she's lasted forever and, like, I'll probably be 60 years old and, like, Bad Baby will still be in the news. Like, she's going to be around for a while. Like, she did that shit, you know?
Yeah, this is going to cause a lot of drama, me saying this, but it wasn't really handed to her. Like, she actually put in the work, you know? Like she could have... She already was a meme, but then she actually created a career out of it. She props to her for doing that.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people would have been like, I'm too embarrassed to become a rapper now. Like, I'm the Cash Me Outside girl. And she was like, I'm going to fully do it. I'm going to fully, you know, just keep going ahead.
Yeah.
Bad Baby.
Gucci flip flop. So the next topic has to do with celebrities.
Oh.
We just want to talk about celebrity plastic surgery, which is a really... Okay, so... I feel like you, for example, because I kind of remember, like, we would sometimes watch these videos in 2019 of these YouTubers doing, like, what this person got done. So what I'm trying to say is that...
that was more like 2 years ago. Oh, Lori Hill?
Okay, so it wasn't 2019?
No, Lori Hill's new, kind of, I think.
But so we didn't watch these videos in 2019 because I remember watching, like, what this person got done. And it was just some, like, random person saying, like, this person maybe got this done. Maybe I'm thinking more 2022 then. But anyway, it's kind of blown up even more. Well, like, I haven't even seen these things, but, like, there's entire millions of followers, doctor people on TikTok that say, this person got this done, this person got this done. And it's
actual doctors. Alleged.
Yeah, like, it's not even just influencers guessing. It's actual doctors and... These doctors are plastic surgeons, so they would know way more than us because they know like where the incisions are or whatever and what it looks like if you get this shit done.
Oh, yeah. No, that is funny that even is a thing, because like I heard Amy Schumer on the Call Her Daddy podcast and she was saying she was used to like all these just regular civilian people like calling her ugly or like saying, you got this done, like you got too much filler and making fun of her. And she was like, okay, like whatever, this is just part of my life. But then she said she was so shocked when actual doctors, certified doctors, started making TikToks being like, so let's investigate her face and like what she got done. And she was like, wait, like that's just crazy actual doctors do it now. But then she actually thanked one of the doctors because they were like, maybe you have this problem. And then she went to the doctor and she actually did have that problem.
So these TikTok doctors actually helped her.
Yeah.
That's cool. But basically, these people on the internet just show photos of before and after, and this is where it gets sticky. It seems like a lot of these people, when they do before and afters, they show, let's just say Lucas was in these one before and afters. They show a photo of Lucas when he's 16, and then a photo of him when he's 28. And I feel like that, to me, doesn't make sense because anyone changes a lot from 16 to even, like, 24 or something.
Oh, yeah, and especially...
Have you noticed, like, when you're, like, 16, you have, like, baby fat on your face? And then when you're, like, older, like, your face might become more slim because I don't even know how that works, but I've noticed that with a lot of people. So
yeah,
that happens. So it might not be, like, they got the buckle fat removal. Maybe it just is, like... something like the fat got removed from their face as they got older. Yeah.
No, I feel like these people who call out, like they list everything someone has done. Like, I don't know if they do it to be dramatic or it's just more in, like just enticing, but it seems like they go over the top, like acting like every actor has had a facelift by 25. And like the stuff they list, I feel like it is way more than they've actually had done in most cases.
That's what I kind of think it's kind of more in an engagement scenario. So someone... They say these celebrities, and let's say they got five things done, but then you're watching the video and they say like 20 different things, and yes, someone could get 20 different things done, and the 20 different things are like all surgical things they're saying, but I feel like it's probably more like five most of the time.
And
right?
Then like then once people start learning about like buccal fat removal, then all of a sudden they say everyone got it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, when in reality, like didn't... For your driver's license photo, you just did this one pose to make it look like you got that done
because
you thought
it
was funny. So that's an example. That to me is an example of if you wore this on a Marvel movie on a red carpet, people, if you did that face, it would actually be an article saying he got buccal fat removal, but you just did a face. I don't know how you do that face.
Oh yeah,
but...
I was ahead of the buccal fat removal trend. Like I think starting in like, I don't even know when, like years and years ago. In my driver's license photos, I always suck in my cheeks because it's just is so funny when they give you the license and you have a buccal fat removal. Like, what did I do? Like yesterday, I had to do something online where I had to show my driver's license. I remember I just laughed looking at my driver's license, seeing the sucked in cheeks. Like, I just love that. Like, I just picturing me like getting pulled over for speeding and they say license and registration and like the police officer seeing the license and my buccal fat removal. Like, I love that. But I don't want it in real life. But that is true. Like somebody could suck on their cheeks for one Instagram photo and then everyone thinks they have buccal fat removal.
Yeah. But, so there actually is a surgery where you can get buccal fat removal though?
Oh, yeah. Because I think there were some celebrities. That's the thing. There were celebrities who did get it done,
but
obviously.
But is it a piece of fat? Like, do you know? Is it a piece of fat or is it more of like sucking liquid out? Like, how does that work?
I think it's actually like a strip of fat removed.
Oh, so it's actually a strip? Okay, that's so interesting.
And from these plastic surgery influencers, they always say, like, that actually is a stupid thing to get done because, like, as you get older, your face loses fat and, like, you're going to be mad when you don't have fat on your face.
Because it makes you look youthful?
Yeah, because, like, obviously, you're like, you know, if you picture, like a caricature of, like, an old man or old lady, like, their face is, like, sunken in.
Yeah.
But then they're just doing that in their 20s, so just removing it all early. But, so the question is... Should celebrities who've had work done have to disclose it?
So we could even make this question more broad. Should someone at your office have to disclose it if you ask them?
Yeah, and the thing is like at first glance, it's like, oh yeah, they should office say it so there isn't unrealistic beauty standards. Like I know people are mad when Kim Kardashian did some sort of interview a year ago and she said, yeah, I've never gotten anything done. Should I just wear like mascara? Like... She's like, I never gone anything. And people were like, girl, like, it's just, but I understand in a way why Kim would say that because she wants to just
have this illusion.
Yeah, it's kind of just like an ego thing, I feel like. Obviously, when you get stuff done, you don't want people to know. Like, that's the whole vibe. Like, you don't want to get a facelift where everybody knows you got a facelift. That'd be the worst case scenario.
Don't you want it to look natural? So
yeah, it's supposed to be all undetectable, like so well done, like not over the top. Like, you can tell someone got plastic surgery.
But someone like Kim Kardashian, I feel like she's kind of doing it for a career. It's not... I would even go as far to say she's not doing it to keep up an illusion. Well, I guess, yeah, she is doing it to keep up an illusion, but she's doing it for her career, because I was scrolling on Instagram a few days ago, and I didn't even know this, but she's releasing a whole class on how to get a big ass, something along the lines of that.
Really?
So, for example, her saying a year ago she got nothing done, it would make more people maybe get the class because they think, wait, she has this big of an ass naturally, but... most likely it's not natural.
But she actually is doing that?
Yeah, I saw on Instagram, it was like, yeah, like something about a class, and it was kind of surrounded around like how to get a big butt.
Oh, that's fun. So that is actually, she's just doing that for comedy then.
In the caption it said, we've been working on this for years.
Oh. But so is it going to be like step one, get a BBL?
I'm surprised that I didn't see an article about this yet, but I just saw it on our official Instagram page. So like kind of... her saying she's got nothing done, it also kind of could make like her makeup do better because...
yeah, her skincare line could do better.
Yeah, so for people like her, it's kind of at a selling point. It's a career move because I feel like most people wouldn't, but some people would be like, oh, it's all natural. So if I just buy this stuff, maybe I'll look like Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, so it kind of makes sense from the Kardashian standpoint, just because their whole empire is built on like... beauty, like all these beauty products, makeup products, like it's a lifestyle brand. So they want people to buy into that to like try to look like them. Whereas if they said like, oh yeah, we got some help along the way with certain procedures, like it would kind of like take away the illusion. But also in a way, I feel like that would just make them more relatable, especially in this day and age where everyone's so upfront about everything. It's like, what's the point of not saying? Like people would find that interesting. Like when, like if Kim Kardashian said like, oh, I got a nose job or blah, blah, blah. Like people just be like, okay, like no one really cares anymore because it's... like, everybody's had all this shit done. All these celebrities, like, and they've all talked about it, so why would it even matter?
Yeah, I feel like if someone isn't being... they're being asked about it and they aren't being honest about it, I feel like it's more just simply because they just would rather have people think it's natural. Because even, like, maybe for people in real life, they don't want, like, people to know. Like, maybe they even just don't want their friends in real life to know. Like, it's all fake.
Also, I could kind of see they wouldn't want everyone to just view them as a plastic surgery person. Like, if an actress said, like, oh, yeah, I had this done, this, and then I could see for the rest of their career, that's all anyone talks about is, like, yeah, they're just a face. They're just a plastic surgery fake person, and it just is annoying. Like, yeah. I kind of see people just don't want to be, like, labeled as, like, oh, I'm the blow-up doll person. You know what I mean?
It's just crazy how much plastic surgery has been talked about, like, the past decade. It's, like, such a thing. Like, it's not, like, so many people get it, but it's so openly talked about. And then you see, like, these things about, like, this is what plastic surgeons were doing in the 50s. Like, it's weird how even back then it was a thing.
Yeah, I remember I watched some, like, documentary that even Marilyn Monroe had plastic surgery before she got famous.
It was probably way worse, I'm assuming, but...
yeah, but there were still surgeons back then.
Because is getting a facelift actually just lifting your skin up? Like, actually just lifting your entire face up?
That is terrifying. I can't believe, like, that is just so scary. Thinking of someone actually cutting open the side of your scalp and pulling back.
I know. That actually sounds so scary.
It's just so scary. We're all going to have to do that one day.
No, but I kind of feel like with the whole being honest thing, I feel like it's up to the person. I think it would be really cool if everyone was honest.
Yeah, but I also feel like sometimes... yeah, like, people online are just act like they just, like, want to baby themselves, saying, oh my gosh, all these unrealistic beauty standards and no one's being honest. It's like, boo, you already know everyone's getting stuff done. Like, obviously, and also just don't, even if someone was getting something done, why would you compare yourself to anyone online? Like, it's all curated filters. Like, so it's kind of just like these adults trying to act like feel bad for themselves when it's like, you don't, if blah, blah, blah celebrity admits they get plastic surgery done, like, it isn't going to all of a sudden make your life better. Like,
oh, yeah,
just, you're smart enough to know, like, yeah, they're celebrities, they're getting enhancements. Like, it's like, why would you compare yourself to them anyway?
And the whole internet's just fake because, like, this is so funny, but, like, you, like, the internet's just fake people saying, like, unrealistic beauty standards, but then, like, go to, like, a mall anywhere. Like, I'm talking about even go to a mall in, like, Orange County. Like, just look at everyone. Like, I'm not saying everyone is, like, so ugly. All I'm saying is... most people are just normal. Like, most people aren't, like, all cinched up. So it's, like, this whole thing where it's, like, if you are saying it's unrealistic beauty standards, you're just looking at the wrong stuff. Like, just go on a walk outside.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. Like, most... You don't... Like... Yeah, I guess it just is, like... All that stuff is, like, 1% of the population. And if you do want to look like 1% of the population, you can just get all that shit done. Or also just, like, you don't have to get... Some people don't get shit done, but I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts. That's our thoughts. And people have been wondering, so... It's so funny seeing all this stuff. Saying, I think people should talk about it, but I don't talk about everything that I've done.
Oh,
it's so iconic and funny.
We both actually aren't showing, like, the bottom halves of our body because we're recovering right now. And we made up this whole Aruba story, but we actually got plastic surgery.
It's so funny, like.
Well, bye till next time.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling me happy birthday.